In our call to worship, we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I'm reading verses 9 and 10. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. And he is recapping in verse 9 and verse 10 the testimony about the rapture, the testimony about death, the second coming of the Lord Jesus, he says, who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. If we, it uses that same term back in chapter 4, which talked about a saint dying, those that were dead in Christ, that were asleep in Christ, he uses that same term. Those that are alive, the word wake there, the Greek word is the word for alive. So whether we be alive or whether we be asleep or dead, we should live together with him. That's the promise that's made to both of those groups that are believers. Those that are dead in Christ, those that are alive in Christ whenever he comes. We will be with him together forever. I don't know about you, but there are a few things in this world that give hope. You can get you a warranty with your piece of equipment that you ordered on Amazon, and you get the little email from Asurion that says, your guaranteed warranty is for 3 years after the manufacturer's warranty, and then you try to turn it in whenever you need to. And then you have to prove everything. Did you do this wrong? Did you do that wrong? Oh, we don't see how we can cover that. And they give you all these excuses. You know, there's a little hope in that. That's why I usually say no to the extended warranty. It's not worth the headache and the fight to be able to get it. But there is a guarantee for the believer. Isn't it wonderful to have the guarantees of Christ? That whether we live or whether we die, we will be together with him. Amen. That's what makes heaven heaven. It's not all the other things that the Lord describes about where he is now and the mansions that he builds and so forth like that for us. The presence of Christ is what makes heaven heaven. And it's guaranteed to those who are asleep in the Lord Jesus. What about those who have died in Christ before? They're going to be together with him. How about us who are alive and remain at the coming of the Lord in the rapture? We'll be together with him. That's the glorious thing. And we'll have a new body. We won't be in a sin-cursed body anymore. And so we're going to be getting into that today as we continue to move through the last part of the letter that he wrote to the church at Thessalonica, encouraging them to comfort one another with these words.